on Mishnah 2, Eichel, Mehem Kazas, Matzah, Bepesach, so too, from these five species, are the only five species that you can make Matzah for Pesach. To fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah on Pesach, it has to be one of these five species. Kazas, Chametz, and so too, when it comes to eating Chametz on Pesach, it's only these five species that you would be obligated, if you ate Chametz made from these five species. Chav, Bekares, and you would be liable for Kares, right? The punishment of Kares. Different interpretation exactly what it means, but the soul gets cut off. Not only that, Nisarev Echad Ben Bechol Haminim, if one of these got mixed up with any other foodstuff on Pesach, Hareze Over Pesach, you would also transgress Pesach if you ate it. So eating a mixture of one of these and another food on Pesach is also a problem. And Nodir Minapas Uminatvo, if a person takes an oath that he's going to stay away from bread and from tvur, uses the term tvur, then it's these things, Asur Bahim, it's these five species that he has taken an oath and he's not allowed to eat. That's according to Rabbi Meir. But Chachamim Omrim Hanorim Min HaDagan, if a person takes an oath to abstain from Dagan, he uses the terminology Dagan, then Eina Osa Ela Mehen, it's these five species that he is prohibited, if he uses that terminology. But Chayavin B'Chala U'B'Masras, and also these five species are liable to Chala, you have to give challah, and you're also liable to tithe them.